News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last night, the College Station City Council approved the design to build the new Nature Center at Lick Creek Park. This was approved by voters in 2008. And for the last 2 years, a citizens committee and city staff have been developing the plan that was acted on last night by the council. It was a 4-3 vote. Among those opposed to the idea of a nature center that is air-conditioned, Mayor Nancy Berry.
My concern on this is the amount of money that to use this for the Architects for Professional Services contract. I am still of the belief that we do not need HVAC in this facility. And I know that we voted on the choices that were given us, but I kind of didn't like any of the above, and I wanted to know what we could do to lower the O&M of this building.
An update on the staffing was given by Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz.
This scenario is one full-time and then part-time seasonal money for programming.
But it would be staffed during the day, during business hours?
That's the idea. With the full-time staff person, they would cover the Monday through Friday, basically, and then part-timers through the weekends. That's something that down the road we'd have to look at as far as programming and how we schedule that facility. Trying to do as much of the oversight and use of through organizations and clubs and things like that, but we still do have that full-time staff person to oversee it, to put programs together, and then the part-time to actually implement them.
On Veterans Park, that pavilion, we don't use any full-time staff there, do we?
We send our crews in there to clean up prior to events and then after, but we don't have somebody stationed there the entire time.
That was really my concern and thought process in the Lick Creek Nature Center, that we could perhaps do something pavilion-like that we have at Veterans Park.
Again, you're listening to some of the comments from the College Station City Council last night as a 4-3 vote was taken to proceed with the design of a nature center at Lick Creek Park. That does include air conditioning. Making the motion, Councilwoman Blanche Brick.
I was on that committee that met, and this was what the committee recommended. They had visited quite a few other the more successful kind of parks with this kind of agenda, that they, you know, the natural outdoor type park. I was under the impression that it wasn't decided that the staff would be there necessarily 8-5 Monday through Friday. There was discussion, as I recall, that it might be staffed 3 days a week on a certain schedule, and maybe at certain times of the year when you had more events going on there, it'd be staffed the full time. I don't think that was a completely defined decision on it. One staff position might be devoted to it, but they might not be there all the time. They might, you know, just as far as manning the office. But there was a strong feeling on the part of those on the committee that in order to operate it as a classroom facility, given the kind of weather that we do have, that they really needed some sort of controlled air space where they don't use Veterans Park for any kind of classroom facility as much as they do just meetings and all. And I remember some of the views we looked at had big porches around them, and this has, I've talked with you about it, it has a porch in the back. But the more this facility could be designed to be both open air and closed, because we do have a lot of times of the year when you don't have to use the air conditioning, and with the shutter windows or things that you can raise up, it would not necessarily have to be air-conditioned all of the time, but it would have the capacity for that when needed. And as I said, it wouldn't necessarily have a staff just sitting there 8-5, as I understood it, but as they assigned things and had activities there, it might grow eventually where it did. But at the beginning, I think the committee was of the impression that they would like a staff there, but they understood that it might be less than 8-5 5-day-a-week job. It might be they would want them there more on Saturday or on Sunday and not on Monday or something like that. A little bit of flexibility in that staffing. And I was going to ask to remind you of the desire for flexibility in the design of the facility itself, so that it could actually be used without having the air being dependent on it all the time.
Comments again from Blanche Brick of the College Station City Council. She made the motion that passed on a 4-3 vote to proceed with the design of the Nature Center at Lick Creek Trail Park, which does include air conditioning, which does add staffing. Among those voting no, Councilman Jess Fields brought up what he considered to be the irony of installing solar panels as part of this project.
So we're going to have demonstration solar panels. We're going to have kids out there learning about alternative energy, and the Nature Center is teaching about nature. Well, I think it's interesting then that you'd put an HVAC system in a center that is also promoting alternative energy, because few things use more energy in the state of Texas
than HVAC systems.
And so I think that sends a mixed message. And I'm not against HVAC systems. I'm not even against using energy, for goodness sakes. But I think that's odd that you would do that. I mean, that just shows that, you know, I don't think it's been completely thought through.
The third member of the College Station City Council voting no for a Lick Creek Nature Center with air conditioning was James Benham.
A bond issue was passed. The building is going to be built here, and I'm fine with that. I just I'm a proponent of the earlier plan that really involved unconditioned outdoor spaces that would significantly reduce the ongoing and future O&M cost, and certainly don't see a need or necessity to have a full-time staffed FTE plus PTE on site when we have park facilities that are used about 500 times more than this for softball and baseball and soccer, that have a much more desirous need of our attention and O&M budget.
Continuing the recap of last night's College Station City Council vote proceeding with the design of the new Nature Center at Lick Creek Trail Park, among those supporting the design in the 4-3 vote, Carl Mooney.
But I seem to recall that when we were looking at the various designs, one was that on one end of the building, there was a rather large porch area that extended beyond the enclosed area. And the enclosed area had louvered doors that could be opened so that on those days and times when air conditioning wasn't necessary, and we've had some very recent days when there would be no need, and who would want air conditioning when you're trying to study nature? But in those exceptional times, well, the storm we had this evening is a good example of that, as well as when we get those 100-plus temperature days and you're trying to keep some young people attention and try to keep them focused on the lessons at hand. I think being able to have that air conditioning would be worthwhile.
Also speaking for the project as designed, that was approved on a 4-3 vote, Councilman John Nichols.
We did have a long discussion of this at our January retreat, and I thought that at that point we had a pretty good picture of what this was going to be, and I'd hate to see this delayed again. I think it's an appropriate facility. It's going to add a lot to our quality of life, health and wellness, attracting people to Lick Creek Park, a beautiful place for exercise and being outdoors, and I think the facility ought to be as well developed as we can do, and I think that what the committee has come forward with and the recommendations we talked about are pretty much in line. So I think we should move forward.
Also voting for the design that was submitted, Councilwoman Julie Schultz did not speak during last night's council discussion. You can hear this montage online at WTAW.com, along with the background information that was presented during last night's council meeting. This is Newstalk 1620 WTAW.